Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We're on Radio Row here in Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days. Brent actually got pulled over to do an interview with somebody.
It's a busy time for everybody here.
So we're all doing different things. So we thought, you know, let's just find somebody better than Brent for certainly at least a segment here. Jim Nagy joins us, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. You're one of the busiest people down here because I wake up this morning, you're already on TV. Then by the time I get downstairs, you're already doing an interview with somebody. You've changed clothes at least once today.
And then you're talking to players,
yes,
because this is your time to get with them. You know, you are all over the show.
You need to have yourself cloned is what I'm getting.
No, it's been a busy week. First of all, thanks for having me on, guys. But, no, it's been fun. Really, the main purpose of us being the Senior Bowl being up here is to recruit these players. Didn't have this opportunity last year. I'd just taken the job and didn't get up here for it. And it's difficult because when you go, you know, I still go into schools like a scout, or I'll go to a game on the weekends. But, you know, once the season starts, the coaches don't want you bothering their players. You know, it's a distraction. So right. This is really the only time I can get in front of them before we start sending out those invites in November and December. So it's been a really productive few days.
You look at the Senior Bowl. I've always loved it. I've always loved the evaluations. I know we're in Nashville where the Titans are. I mean, that is a big event for those coaches and those scouts to go and see these players. But this last game, this last year, you guys had – quite a few that played in the Senior Bowl that were drafted in the first round. I mean, how big is that for you guys in showing that this seniors, you want to come play in this?
Yeah, it is. I'm glad you picked up on those numbers because it is something that we need to, it gives us something more to sell. You know, yeah. I feel like we're in a such better position to recruit than we were a year ago. The last 3 years, previous 3 years, we were at 3, 4, and 3 in terms of first rounders, and last year it jumped to 10.
That's a big difference.
It's a big difference, and you know, I think it got to the point where if guys saw themselves as first or second round picks, it was almost like, you know, do I need an all-star game? You know, and
right.
And now I think, you know, just through last year connecting with these guys on our social media, it really helped. You know, I just met with the Auburn players upstairs, and you know, Derek Brown's a guy right now that's being rumored to be, you know, a top 10 pick, and he's a really good player. But what I told Derek was, you know, if you're up in that stratosphere of the draft, every draft slot is hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. If
right.
if you go from 18 to 12, I mean, you're talking $4 or $5 million. And I told those guys upstairs too that I was part of teams that made a lot of mistakes at the combine and pro days and, you know, kind of the underwear Olympics part of it. And I think the league is starting to get smart and going back to, like, let's just watch football. Let's just see what these guys do playing football. And I use the example of a couple of years ago, Isaiah Wynn from Georgia, the left tackle from Georgia, came to the Senior Bowl. He had a partially torn labrum. He had two really good days of practice and then ripped it, the whole thing. And then no pro day, no combine, no nothing. And he came into the Senior Bowl, probably a second or third round pick. I was with the Seahawks at the time. I had a second round grade on Isaiah. And he goes in the first round after two good days of one-on-one drills. That's all it took, you know.
With a shoulder, yeah.
And the Patriots took him because they saw what they liked in those 2 days. Like, the rest of the process didn't matter as much. So that's the stuff we need to keep pushing out to these players.
Jim Nagy, our guest executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. Your background, you've mentioned a couple things. What, 18 years in the NFL, Chiefs, Seahawks,
Patriots,
and – is that right? Is it?
Yeah, those were the three. I had an intern year in Green Bay back in 1996.
I was going to say, there's one more Super Bowl winner I know in your resume. It was that year in Green Bay.
Yeah, it was my intern year. That was came out of college and got with a team that had Reggie White and Brett Favre. It was pretty
lucky. That doesn't stink.
No,
yeah.
No, it was fun.
So that at that time, what were the things that you learned? Because, you know, you mentioned the underwear Olympics, and we all watched some guy go in there and bench, you know, 225, 27 times, and we get so excited about that guy, or we watch a 40 and we get so excited about that guy, and the NFL landscape is littered with a guy who had one great skill but he wasn't a great football player.
Right.
What was the process for you, like, learning, okay, don't fall in love with just speed. Don't fall in love with just strength. How was that for you?
Yeah, it's totally a learning process. I tell guys that are getting into scouting all the time, there's so many young guys that want to get into it. Like, that's the only advantage I had, you know, 25 years ago. Is it 25, 23? Was that not a lot of people knew about scouting. And I think, you know, this was pre-internet. You know, when I was coming out of college, I knew I wanted to scout from the time I was like 6 years old, but I didn't know how to do it. Like, I had no idea. You couldn't just Google it. But whereas now it's flooded. Everyone knows about it. Everyone wants to do it.
Well, everybody's on Twitter is a scout now, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
all you got to do is look at Twitter. You get free evaluation.
That's right. But it's a learning process, and it gets easier and easier because the more players you see, you build up that Rolodex of players in your head, and you can make those comparisons. This guy reminds me of so-and-so when he was like a third rounder, and he's had a good career. So, yeah, all of it's a learning curve. So.
Jim Nagy, our guest, again, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. What's it like for you to find some diamond in the rough and have that young man come to your game, have a great week of practice? The practice obviously matters more maybe than what they do on the actual game. But to see a young man like that come and have a great week, improve his draft stock, and leave there as a known commodity.
Yeah, that's one aspect of the Senior Bowl that I love, and I've always loved, is the small school guys that get to come to the game. So last year we had 10 FCS-level guys and three Division II kids. And really the biggest story from last year was Titus Howard from Alabama State.
Right.
You know, Titus was – so I started getting calls last summer from my friends in the league, like, hey, have you seen the Alabama State kid? And I was like, no, I haven't seen him yet. They're like, well, you know, he's probably sixth or seventh rounder. You know, he's got really good feet. He's a good athlete. And then, you know, you work through the year. They came down to Mobile and played against South Alabama, and I saw him. I'm like, well, I think he's better than a sixth or seventh rounder. And then he came to the game, and really the consensus probably coming in at Senior Bowl week was third or fourth round. You know, the guy that could probably start at left tackle in the league, might need a year. And he had a phenomenal week, and ended up going 23rd overall to the Houston Texans.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's life-changing for him.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. They just had Titus Howard Day over the summer back in his hometown, and I saw that on Twitter. So it was those stories are really cool. And again, I want all the small school kids to know we're watching them, you know, and that's the hard part for us. That's why having relationships in the NFL is so important. Like, you know, knowing John Robinson, John and I worked together in New England for a long time. And, you know, just being able to get those guys on the phone and be like, you know, are there any small school guys in this part of the country or this part of the country? Because it's hard for us to know those guys. Like, we're going to get the Power Fives and the group of five guys covered, and that's not going to be a problem. But, you know, when there's a D2 kid in Charleston, West Virginia, you know, you need those relationships.
The Senior Bowl, in my mind, I always think, oh, it's an NFL event, it's a coach, it's a scout, it's more of that kind of event. But you want it to be something for college football fans, too,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it is. It's come and enjoy top-tier talent all in one place.
Yeah, college and pro. I mean, that's the thing that I stress with fans is that we're so uniquely positioned. We're like the only thing that brings the NFL that we kind of live in both spaces, college and pro. And being up in Nashville for the draft was huge for me, and, you know, just seeing what that became. So that's going to be the goal, to get the word out to the fans this year is, you know, come down. We're going to create some more of a party environment and vibe in Mobile.
Yeah.
And we you know, you get people, you get some live music and some cocktails flowing. It's a good time. So we're gonna try to do that this year.
On the way out, you mentioned your time with John Robinson with the Patriots. We love that guy in Nashville. I mean, we love his work ethic, what he's done with the team, revamping the roster. Maybe a story, memory, sometime you guys ate at Shoney's at 4 a.m. and he bared his soul to you, anything like that?
We actually came in the very same year. Yeah, I'd been in the league for 1 year, and it was John's first year. And, I think we were in New England like 8 years together, 7 or 8 years together.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't surprise me that they're getting that thing going in the right direction. I thought Mike Vrabel was a great hire. Mike's a great hands-on coach, and he's played the game. And so I think Tennessee is really going in a great spot. But in terms of stories, gosh, I don't know. I don't want to out John for anything in his hometown market. But, no, he and Jamie, they're great people in Tennessee. They're lucky to have such a – because he's really a good football guy.
Well, Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, been our guest. And, by the way, a great follow on Twitter, at Jim Nagy _SB. Give him a follow. Love your content there. And I think actually it teaches people even a little bit more about the game. So enjoy it. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Come see us when you're in Nashville.
Yeah, I'd love to come on anytime, guys.
Sounds good. Jim Nagy wrapping things up. Again, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. More 3HL coming up on 104.5 The Zone.
Zone.